Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, friends and family. Today, September the 25th, just coming out of Labor Day, coming out of a wonderful holiday. Hope everyone had a good holiday and enjoyed their time with their friends and family and just did something fun. There's been a lot of things going on around the country, especially with what's going on in Houston with the hurricane, and then we have another one seeming to hit Florida in the next couple of days. It seems like a lot of things coming at one time, and so many of us are in a place where we need something. We need something to hold on to. We need something to look up to. We just need something. So many people are struggling right now, and whether it be because of a natural disaster such as Hurricane Harvey or such as what might happen to Florida, and we hope not. We hope that it's not serious, and even the Caribbean. I mean, there's just so much going on. And for us to be able to congregate here every week and do something amazing and spend time with one another doing something amazing is a journey, and it's fun, and I'm appreciative of all of us who are on this mission and who are bringing people with us, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's one hand reaching down and pulling up someone, whether it be somebody's health or whether it be somebody's time or just energy, just something positive. You know, there's so much negativity in the world right now, and just to have that positive person in your ear, just to have that person that jumps in the boat with you and helps you row, you know, it's an inspiration. It helps us keep going every day. But when we can do something as major as bring people back from their health, bring people back from financial hardships, bring people back to have more time to spend with their families and their friends, and just get to do the things that we all enjoy doing. And that's the epitome of what life is all about, is serving others and having fun doing it. And I enjoy that. It's been my mission. It's been my passion. And it's been the passion of so many of us that had started on this journey. And one person who I look up to every single day to help me with this life and help me with this journey and to mentor me into doing the things that I need to do to stay focused and to stay on task, because we're accountable to one another. We're each other's accountability partners. We're each other's friends. But my good friend, the one who makes this call go, the one who goes out every day and shines his light to find those people who are crouched down in the darkness, in illness, poor health, or whatever it may be. And he's that light that brings them to fruition and says, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. There is a way that we can do things better. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on my good friend, my mentor, someone who I've looked up to ever since I was a child, Mr. John Bryant.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being on this call. We have a dynamite call for you today. And testimonies, and I mean to tell you, the beat continues on. Through Dr. Waller, who's head of our program, this man has powered us with information that only God would provide for us. And that is the truth about what's going on with us, about what's killing us, and the reason why we're having so many health issues. And that's basically what this call is geared to fortify you with information that will help you, your family, your children, your grandchildren, your pets. And all of this research has been done laid out for us, and all we have to do is read the information, take it in, and then use the product that he provides for us. And when I started on these products, and I want you all to know, for those that are new on the phone, my name is John Bryan. I'm from Annapolis, Maryland. I'm 78 years old and proud of it. And I thank God for these years and the guidance that he's given me to run into such people as Donald Snowden Jr., a man who has vision, and a young man at that, who has been helping people through the instructions of his mother. He's not letting anyone die from cancer that has an open ear and can hear what he's saying about the message that Dr. Wallace has given us and the information. So I'm elated to have you all on the phone, and I am only praying that this call continues to increase, that we can get this information to everyone, because there are people that are on the line that have joined up with the company, such people as Pastor we have several pastors that have joined the company. But Pastor Sims is one that really sticks out in my mind, a man who listened and saw and felt the truth that came from me to him, and he tried the product, was very successful with it in doing the liver detox. He's lost a considerable amount of weight. He's a cook, which is doubly hard for a cook who is always tasting food and trying to make sure ensure that the ingredients is right and so forth. And this gentleman has changed even the ingredients that he's putting in his own system and has reaped the benefits of it. And hopefully he's on the phone tonight, because we do allow testimonies from people who have tried the product, and all you have to dial is one, and you can be heard. Okay, now, this program is about Dr. Wallace, Joel Wallace, and Dr. Joel Wallace has many credentials. He's a DVM. He's a veterinarian, got his doctorate and all from the University of Missouri, and a doctor of naturopathic medicine. He's written many books. One of them is Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He has many CDs and tapes, and works in the Smithsonian Institute, which Donald will cover a little more in detail. But we have a powerhouse that is running this company. And you talk about people, doctors who are professionals in their field, this gentleman surpasses all of them. He understands the total human body and what it needs to function, and for you to have longevity. He has brought to us what we call the 90 essential nutrients formula, which contains the minerals, all of the minerals, all of the vitamins, and the amino acids, and essential fatty acids, which are required for proper health. With these nutrients, you can develop without these nutrients, you can develop many diseases, over 900 diseases and ailments and other health issues, some being chronic fatigue, the common cold, arthritis, skin problems. Many of us had those type things going on. Allergies, fertility problems, paralysis, diabetes, heart disease, ADD, cancer, thyroid problems, and much more. And through using this gentleman's product, which are derived minerals, those plants possess all of the minerals that we need that are coming from Missouri. And I've been taking those products, and the first night that I ingested those products into my system, I could not believe the stamina that I had immediately. I mean, this is all within 2 to 3 minutes. And the eyesight improved. It was like my whole system had been shocked by these products that caused me to stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning cleaning my house. Got started around 10. Had energy to wash the cars the next day, both cars, to play music. I play in several different bands. I play with the Annapolis Drum and Bugle Corps. And my energy level surpasses even the youngest of the kids. Many of the kids pass out and so forth in performing. I have no health issues at all, can walk as far as they can, play the instrument and it takes a lot to blow an instrument while you're walking. So my stamina is up. People saw me after using those products for a while, and they started to comment, "Man, you look like you've been to the Fountain of Youth. I mean, I can't believe your skin tone. You don't have any wrinkles. You're so erect and upright." So they recognize these things, and God has shown through me with the light that I am getting from these products that Dr. Wallace has put on the market. I have many, many testimonies from people that had tried the product. Mary Ann Cashman, she's not on the phone tonight, but she's tried the product. She's 80, 81 years old. Doesn't have any problem, no high blood pressure, had heart issues, which are gone. All of those things, her stamina is up. As a matter of fact, she taught a class today in Annapolis. She's driven to Washington, D.C., the Catholic University, where she's teaching music over there tonight, and then going to drive back from Washington to Annapolis. And we may have some rain, but she has no fear. Her heart and everything is performing in such a way that this lady can do all of these things. She's a great organizer. And I have Dr. Carl Price, who's in the program, that recently joined. Carl lives in Florida, and she's taking the product. She's doing the liver detox. I have a gentleman named Mr. Harrison Johnson, who I play music with in a band called the XPDs. Mr. Johnson has liver cancer. He procrastinated for a while, but I finally was, after he went through chemotherapy and so forth, he decided he was going to try the product. And I got him to try one of our products called Z Radical. Mr. Johnson took that Z Radical, and it hasn't even been 3 weeks yet. He's only taken 4 ounces in the morning and 4 ounces in the evening with his meal or without. It is so good. Has a berry flavor and so forth. Long story short, Mr. Johnson went back to his doctor The doctor was blown away. He's after checking him and his cancer and all and the tumors, he said that they had shrunk drastically. He's amazed at how much it had shrunk. Of course, that's why lumpy up Mr. Johnson up to the point that he's ordering more of the product. His wife wants to order the product. And they're going to turn other people on to it. And that's what we're doing in this program. We're using the product and turning other people on to it by the way we look, because we're ageless, because the body is made up of cells. So in being made up of cells, you always get new cells. Now, whether they're going to be good cells or bad cells, that's totally up to you. If you want to eat that fried chicken every Sunday or whenever you can find it, you're on your way to the cemetery. Because unlike what the doctor is telling you about your cholesterol, you want your cholesterol up as high as you can get it. Because the body functions on cholesterol. The brain does. So all these ailments, Alzheimer's, sexually impotent, the testosterone, low testosterone level, and same with women. It's all because of cholesterol too low. Many of you are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs. They lifted the ban. They lifted that about 3 years ago. And I tell everybody, get rid of those medications because cholesterol does not give you any side effects when you get off of them. As a matter of fact, I told a gentleman he got off of medication. He doesn't have any more leg pain and pains in his back and so forth just from getting off of that. So we have an education that we need to learn about these foods that we're ingesting in our system and about the poisons that we're putting in. So this is what this call is about. And if you need the knowledge, which all of us do, because you should always be in the learning mode to learn what's going to help you live a wholesome life and a long, long life without pain and suffering. And that's all you're doing. If you're taking medication, you got pain and you got suffering. And I'm talking about chemical meds, because all of them, as soon as you pick them up from the drugstore, you got a list of side effects. So this is the place to be to dump the side effects and to start your health out, that you can live a wholesome life, a happy life, and be pleasant to people, because you can't be pleasant to people when you're in pain. So I'm thankful that all of you all are on this call, and I hope that you gather up this knowledge as if you had a Hoover vacuum cleaner in your hand. So thank you very much, and Donald, thank you for the opportunity to speak to them, and thank you for having me to be a part of this army to help save the lives that we are saving as a result of in lifestyle changes. It's all about you. You hold the key. Whatever goes in your mouth, you're opening up and putting it in. Nobody else is doing it, whether it be a cigarette, whether it be alcohol, whatever it is. As I always said, we choose our own death. So I'm choosing life. So thank you very much. And I wish all of you turning point for you in your life, because it sure was for Mr. Johnson, who I play with in the band. And he's ever grateful to God for learning about this. Thank you. Donald, I'm going to turn you over to Donald Snowden, the superstar, and I call him Dr. Wallace Jr. Donald, take it over.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it, man. And again, I
You're
just
welcome.
Thank you so much for everything that you do for us and everything that you do for this team. You're amazing. You're a superstar. And, you know, it's a balance. And that's the one thing that I so appreciate, because someone at 77 years old, 78 years old, can tell the same story as someone 37 years old, newly turned 38 years old. And I just feel that, you know, when we have that kind of balance and that kind of synergy within our team, it just makes for a great cohesion, because we have the experience and the knowledge and the wisdom of somebody who's lived it and had issues and doesn't have them anymore, and somebody younger who's had issues and doesn't have them anymore. So you kind of take away the excuses. But I'm just so grateful of the people that we've been able to reach out to. And, you know, one thing that I have learned to value in doing this is relationships. I mean, relationships are everything. And you get what you get out of relationships by what you put into relationships. But the basis of relationships is to bring value into somebody else's life. And we have so much value to bring and so much value to give with this program and all the facets of what Youngevity has to offer, and all the facets of what we as individuals have to offer. I always say you never know what a missing piece to your puzzle might be. And so it's always good to connect. It's always good to build relationships. And when you do it in a way where it's fun and enjoyable, it just makes life easier. And to be able to piggyback off of just that, when we were in Texas at our convention, I got to meet an awesome, awesome young lady. And, you know, you meet people and you start talking, and we're all in groups and we go around and we have lunch together. I mean, it's a family of people who are all on the same mission. And you just get to sit and listen to people's stories, and they're just so amazing. And you find out the person is just as amazing. And I have, this last convention in Dallas, I mean, it was the 20-year anniversary of Youngevity, so that was a big deal. But just the fact of all the faces that we see every year, and the people that you saw from last year and haven't seen them for a full year. And this time, you know, we did something different, because the Spartan culture, which is our team, is the Spartan team, is so big now that we said, you know, we're going to start staying in touch from the East Coast to the West Coast to the Midwest. We're going to start merging our calls, being on each other's calls, and really supporting one another, because this team is so huge. And the more support we share with one another and the more we bring to one another's team, it just better builds and better validates what we're doing. And so, I got a chance to sit with one of my mentors and one of her mentees, and we're all talking and really just bonding and listening to each other's stories. And I said, you know, man, you're a dynamic person. And I said, I have to have you on my call. I have to have you come in and give your testimony, because, you know, it's one of those things where certain things that people say, and you hear certain stories and certain testimonies, and they just sit inside of you, and you don't really know why they stick to you so much, but it just means so much. And so La Helena is one person that I met, and we have just been vibing and just sharing stories. And, you know, she'll call and say, I need some information about this or that, or I'll bounce stuff off of her. And it's just been a great, great, great meeting of the minds. And she is a wonderful mother of children, two boys and a young lady, and her husband. And I mean, she's into the church. I mean, all the things, that all the attributes that you would find in one of these people that have come to this company and are already doing great things, and then they get to share and do more great things. It's just amazing. So I want to bring her on and let her tell her story and tell her testimony. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful.
Awesome.
So
I guess I'll go ahead and get started. Everything is good. We have a sunny day. You know, we're in the Midwest. I stay in St. Louis, Missouri, so it's, you know, pretty good weather. Usually hot.
Usually hot. Cool.
Yep.
Well, just talk to us a little bit about you and your journey to longevity and what it's done for your family and you know and how it's impacted you to the point where you've made this part of your life's mission.
Sure. Thank you so much. I was raised a pastor's kid. I am the youngest of eight. Seven are alive, and so we, you know, had a busy lifestyle. My dad and my mom, by them being so busy in the church, you know, at a young age, I was only three, and I had a sister who was 12, and we both, I was told that we both had pneumonia, and so I was able to pull through at the age of three. I guess, you know, my immune system was stronger, but she never pulled through, and so she died in my mom's arms. And so it was a rough time of us growing up. So, you know, just being, just trying to, you know, do what God wants you to do. And then just trying to, you know, just go through tests and trials in life is so hard. But we all know where our help comes from. And, you know, it comes from the Lord. And so first I'll talk about, you know, I'm 34 years old. And like Donald said, you know, I'm a wife and I'm a mom of three. And in 2010, I had twins. I had a boy and a girl. And so I started developing eczema on my hand, and it was on my left hand. And it started to spread from my ring finger all the way down to the palm of my hand. And then it started to spread around the pinky of my hand. And so it was a very, very troublesome itchiness. I mean, you can name it. I was breaking out. My skin was breaking apart. It was completely horrible. And, you know, I'm a happily married woman. And so who wouldn't want to wear their wedding bands on their ring finger? And so I had to swap from my left hand to my right hand. And then some days I couldn't wear it because my hands were swollen. And so I was dealing with this for 5 years on and off. I hated the doctors. And I think especially after I had my twins, I didn't want to go back to the hospital at all. I had a good experience, but I don't like getting stuck with needles. I didn't like any of that. So I finally went to the doctor, and he was telling me I had a fungal infection. And he was saying, you know, stop washing your hands all the time and blah, blah, blah. And so I love to cook, and I was always dealing with raw meats to, you know, prepare for the family and all that kind of stuff. So I always had to wash my hands. And so he told me to, you know, he gave me a prescription, and he told me to go get this taken care of and go to Walgreens or whatever. So I went, and even with the insurance that we had, my out-of-pocket cost was $100 for this tube that was like the size of my pinky. And so I'm like, I'm not going to pay that out-of-pocket. I'm like, I know I can make some kind of remedy. So the pharmacist told me, you know, you can make something over-the-counter, mix this, mix that. So I was doing all of that. And so it made my hand worse, and it got worse to where, I mean, I almost had to wear gloves on my hands, on my left hand. And so I ended up, you know, researching remedies. I have a nutrition science degree, so I'm always trying to figure out ways that I can, you know, make things better with what I eat. I did non-processed foods, all of that, and it still wasn't helping. And so my husband, he was dealing with high blood pressure and other types of symptoms, and so he started researching you know, how it all connected and what he can do about it, because the doctors, what they were doing, they were, you know, they were making guesses and here, try this, try that. And so he went to a YouTube video, and the guy was testifying about the same conditions, and he was referring to 90 for life, longevity. So that's how we started getting more interested in it. And so my husband was like, Lena, you know what, let's try this. What do you think about that? And so I said, oh, my gosh, my friend Roslyn Pacheco, which is now my upline, I told him, I said, oh, my gosh, that's the same company that she was trying to tell me about. So I said, let's give it a try. So we ordered the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And so, well, he started off with it with his condition. And then I said, well, I want to try it. So I stole some of his products, and he probably had a little shortage. So I tried that, and within 30 days, my condition, like, went away. Like, if you would look at my before and after pictures, you would, like, think that I had got some kind of surgery or whatever. And I have pictures and everything that I am willing to share. And so that, like, that did it for me. I was like, I love it. Let's keep going. So I ordered the CEO pack, and I started getting products for my children. And so let's fast forward to 2016, where I decided to do the liver detox, and which is the True to Life liver system, which is 30 days. And I was blown away with my results. Before I came to this company, I was a coach, fitness and health coach for another well-known network marketing company. And I never gotten results the way I did. I was always working out. I was always, you know, trying my best to do. But I could never lose my belly fat. It was up and off. And when I did the liver detoxing system, in 11 days, I saw my big belly bloat down to like a flat tummy, and it blew me away because I didn't do any workouts, and I'm not against workouts at all. I love, you know, I believe in fitness and health, but it really, you know, gave me inspiration to tell other people, because I have an 80-year-old father. He just turned 80, and he's a pastor, like I mentioned, and my mom is 77, and so they don't have time to work out. They're not trying to do crunches. They don't have time to go to the gym, and he's, you know, always complaining about his knees or whatever. So, you know, I knew that this would help them, and so but with me, I ended up losing 30 pounds, and I got so excited to where I did a second round, and I'm excited because I'm going to do a third round sometime this year. And it helped me out with my sinus issues. I had congestive, like my face would just feel like an elephant was pressing on it when I got up in the morning. I had sinus headaches. I had digestive issues, and I have not had that problem since then. And I've been able to keep my weight off, and I'm, you know, I picked up another, you know, income. And so, you know, I'm like trying to figure out time to work out, but I don't, and I'm able to still keep my weight off. And I got excited. I told my mom and dad about it. My mom and my dad did it, and he's, like I said, he's 80, and he was so excited that he was able to fit his suits again. He actually, I have a sister that does alterations, and he was so excited to go to her house and, you know, get back in his nice, you know, suits and his, you know, single-breasted suits without his belly poking out while he's sitting in the pastor seat and at church. And I have another sister that tried it, and now she did the program twice. And her second round, I just knew that she was going to be spokesperson for Coca-Cola because she loved Diet Cokes, and she would always have a Diet Coke in her hand. And she said, oh, my gosh, so it's been 6 years. I mean, 6 years, I'm sorry, 6 months since she even touched the soda. And to me, that really, like, blown me away because we all know that she could not deal without life, without her soda. And so she's just so excited, and it's doing so much amazing things in my family's life. My husband did it, and some women can't get their husbands to eat right. And my husband, he was like, I'm going to do it, and he did it, and he's about to do his second round. He just shared his testimony on Facebook. And, I mean, ever since then, I've been very excited. I lead praise and worship at my church, and so being raised in the church, I always thought that I had a ministry of preaching or, you know, evangelizing, but I believe that my calling is deeper. And that's, you know, like I tell a lot of pastors and those in ministry, I say my ministry is to help your ministry last a little bit longer, because so many pastors, my dad's friends, have passed away due to heart issues, you know, just stress and everything else and not eating properly. And so I just told them that, you know, my job is to help you so your ministry can last longer. And I really believe that. And one thing that I want to say that my dad had always told me, and he's my spiritual leader, he always told me, you know, your testimony is not just for you. Your testimony actually is for someone else. So you got to tell it. You know, if it's something small, it can encourage someone to, like, you know, just go on another day. And so I thank you, Donald, for giving me the opportunity and asking me for, you know, my testimony. And so that's all I got. Thank you so much.
That's all you got. That was a lot, and that was wonderful. And I really appreciate you taking the time out from your family to come in on the call and talk with us and really just share how the importance of this message, and the not only the importance of the message, but the results in the message. Because it's one thing to give a message, but it's another thing to see the results in the message. And this is one of the things that we all, when we join Longevity, however we join, whether it's just through the product, whether it's through the opportunity, but however we join, is something that we are excited about for whatever reason. It's something that we feel in our hearts will help other people. And once we find out that it helps us, and then we can take that and spread it through our family, as she has done, and everybody get to see all these different testimonies and see all of these results, compare results, you know, talking about their second and third round of the detox. And it's just, that's the way it goes, and that's the way it should be when we talk about something great. I mean, we watch a great movie, and we share it with everybody, and we all sit down and watch it over again together. Or you share a great restaurant. Well, health is no different. And I love what she said, that, you know, we all have our calling, we all have our passion. And her ministry is health, and really reaching out into the churches, because the churches are, you know, it's, I feel in my life there's no stronger two forces than the Black church and the Black woman. And the church in and of itself has always been a pillar for us to go to, for us to seek refuge, whether spiritual, whether physical. But it was like a clubhouse, so to speak, of a place where you could go and feel protected. You could go and worship and have that camaraderie with people who look like you and feel like you. And I'm not talking about look like you, just I'm talking about from the inside out. And to watch the decline of the church in the sense of health, you know, every time there's a funeral and you go to a repast, the food that you eat, every time the church, you have a great sermon, you get filled up spiritually, and then you go downstairs to the communion hall and look at the food you get. And pastors aren't standing around long, and the congregation isn't standing around long. So many more people on a sick and shut in list. You know, and so that in and of itself is a ministry that she will never run out of. And she'll always have somebody to talk to and always have somebody to sow into. And when you do it through the church, you reach a larger congregation of people at one time, because it's that one message. And so I'm just proud of her for doing what she's done. And I also want to bring on a pastor who has been in our program not long, but when he started, he said, you know, there's some things that I have and there's some issues that I have, but I'm going to start out. And we talked, and him and John talked, and he said, I'm going to start out with this detox, and we're going to see how that goes. And I want Pastor Sims to tell his story, because it's an amazing thing to have people who are a product of the product, but not only that, they are the head and they're the leader of a group of people to salvation. And we're talking about eternal salvation, or we're talking about health salvation. We're talking about it in all facets of life. So I want to bring on Pastor Sims, and I want him to give his testimony and what this detox has done for him and what he's doing within his church to spread the knowledge of good health and good living. Pastor Sims, how are you today, sir?
I know I'm fine, Donald. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing wonderful. So just talk to us a little bit about your journey with us and what it looks like going forward.
Right now, to date, I lost over 35 pounds. I detoxed for 30 days, and I'm on the 90, on the starter kit, 90 for life, and I'm still maintaining or even dropping more weight. And everywhere I go, the pastors, I had a group of pastors I met with on Saturday, and they just say, man, what are you doing? You're looking young. You're looking good. I said, it's not me. It's longevity, the things that I'm taking. And I want to be the first partaker of the fruit, as I told Mr. Brian, John Brian, and I told you, so my church can see the results. And so I'm working on a nice date that we can set up, that we can affect more people with this this good message. And like the Bible declares, I wish above all that I might prosper, be in health, even as our souls shall prosper. And so the message that the young lady, she's a PK child, a pastor kid, I admire her, that we need to get the message out, like you said, because after we get finished getting some spiritual food, then we go down and eat all that greasy fried chicken and all that other stuff that we really don't need. And so I'm just feeling great. I'm feeling healthier. I got so much more energy. Like she said, I don't even have to walk. I don't have to exercise. And I just, my stomach went down, like she said, it's flat. My wife said she couldn't believe it because I just sound funny, but I didn't know who was pregnant, me or her, because that's how big my stomach was. But I just think, so I just thank God that I met Mr. Brian. He came to my church, and I got the product, and then I'm working on setting up a date so more people can get this product into their hands so we can save lives. Because if you can have all the money in the world, but if you're sick, it does you in it no good. So I'm trying to get people to get healthier like I am. I'm just feeling good. I'm just excited, Donna, what God has done. And I believe God had placed Dr. Wallach with the product to help us to live healthier and better. Jesus said, greater work you should do because I go to my Father. And this is part of the greater work to help people to live longer and healthier in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I love bringing you on because you always leave us with something. And, your testimony is wonderful, and what you're doing within your congregation is amazing. And, you know, we look forward to getting that day together where we can have our huge pastoral conference and really just sow into them. But, you know, the great thing about it is you don't have to do much when you have a testimony that's visual. And like he said, he's lost over 35 pounds, and probably, if I gather right, has only been in the program about 2 months. You know, so these are things that you're not going to just do by working out. You're not just going to go work out and lose 35 pounds in 2 months. Or like Blake Helena talked about, you know, just lose weight almost overnight. You know, this is serious. And what this detox is, and I really want to kind of explain a little bit more. It's a 30-day detox system. And, you know, we have so many people that we see that we talk to about different issues, whether it be bone and joint issues or blood sugar issues, cholesterol issues. We talk to so many people that arrive in our place and however we connect with them. And, you know, like most people, and we've all heard it, you know, we tell somebody, oh, you know, my knees are hurting so bad. And I say, oh, yeah, you got to go get this cream and, you know, just go get some magnesium, and that should make you feel better. And then we go and we run and we grab that one thing from the store. We don't even know the quality of it. We don't know what we're getting. We just, somebody said it worked for them. And we don't really know if it worked for them. But, hey, you know, we value people's opinion and advice. And then they say, well, no, just go to physical therapy and work it out. You know, you need to strengthen it. And we go and do that. And then that doesn't seem to work. And so we run through this ringer of life
And then we get to a point where we've exhausted everything. You know, the doctor says, okay, let's do knee replacement. Oh, we don't have to do knee replacement. We can just shoot some gel in between your in your joint to help make you some more cartilage or just to give you some cushion. You know, and it's like all of these different things. And then somebody comes to you and, again and tries to tell you, okay, we have some help for you. You're like, yeah, I tried everything. And literally you feel like you've tried everything. But the one thing that nobody has ever taken the time to ask you is to find out if you're gluten intolerant, if you've ever had asthma or eczema or constipation or diarrhea issues. And if you have, then we understand that, you know what, you're gluten intolerant. And if you're gluten intolerant, you can't absorb nutrition. Oh, really? So all these things that I've been taking for all these years and different vitamins and different supplements I tried, they didn't work. Is that why they didn't work? Pretty much. You've not been able to absorb the nutrition you've taken, even if it was a good quality nutrition. And then nobody says to you, you know what, before I just tell you to go take something or give you something, you need to go on a gluten-free diet. You need to heal the small intestines. You need to get the body to where you can absorb nutrition. And then after we start to work on that, then we go right into the detox. And this 30-day detox, you're automatically going to be in a gluten-free type system because the detox is set up where there's a list. You can pretty much eat anything on the detox. And when I say that, there's a list of everything that you're going to want to eat. So if it's not on that list, you can't have it. But on that list, you can have different foods, you can make different meals, and you can prep your food. And this is one thing that worked great for Pastor Sims being a chef as well. He was able to prep his food based on the suggested foods list. And so when you do this detox, it's a couple of different components to it. But the reason why we detox the liver is because the liver filters the blood. And when the blood is toxic, the liver becomes toxic. We develop stones in our liver. Everybody has them. And when the liver gets so toxic, a lot of those stones then go over to the overflow, which is the gallbladder. The gallbladder and the liver are connected by what's called the common bile duct. And when that liver gets so toxic, it shoots a lot of those stones over into the gallbladder. And if those stones in the gallbladder become calcified, then you have what's called, hence the word, gallstones, because now they're calcified and they're hard, and a lot of people, you have to have surgery to remove them, or when the gallbladder stops working altogether, then the doctors will remove your gallbladder. And if you ever know of anybody who's had their gallbladder removed, you ask them, okay, the doctor took out your gallbladder, but what did he do about your liver? And 9 times out of 10, they'll tell you nothing. So now, instead of having that overflow, you don't have anything. And so the liver becomes more toxic. So you get it's toxic from the environment, the things in the environment that we breathe, the free radicals that we breathe in through the air, the toxins, the food that we eat that's not good for us, the prescription medications that we take, anything that goes into our body, even all the way down to what we put on our skin. Because if you understand whatever you put on your skin, which is the largest organ of your body, whatever you put on your skin absorbs into your bloodstream within 26 seconds. So a lot of times we look at health and nutrition from a food aspect, but we don't always look at it from the type of shampoo we use, the type of lip gloss we've used, the type of makeups we use, the type of lotions we use, sunscreens, whatever it may be. If those things have toxins in them, every 26 seconds you put that on, it's in your bloodstream. And if it's in your bloodstream, that means it has to be filtered by the liver. So our livers become so toxic. And we go all of our life, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, without ever, ever cleaning our liver out. And so we wonder why nothing gets through. We don't feel good. Sometimes you look at people's eyes, and the whites of their eyes are really brown or orange. It's their liver is extremely toxic. And so you feel fatigue. Your liver also communicates with the thyroid. So now you're not getting the proper communication between the thyroid and the liver. The liver makes the precursors of estrogen for women, which is, and even some for men, which is estradiol and estradiol. If you don't have those two precursors in the right ratios, you're not going to have good estrogen. And then we wonder why our hormones are off. And men, we wonder why our hormones are off.
we wonder why we gain weight. We can't lose weight because we're not getting the proper communication from the liver to the thyroid. The gallbladder is not working correctly. So therefore, it's no point. We would do you a disservice to say, here you go, go take this nutrition. We're going to watch it work for you. And you may get a little bit of benefit because it is high-quality nutrition and it's liquid and it works at the cellular level and all of these things that you'll hear about how great the nutrition is. But you're not going to be as efficient as you can be until you get your liver cleaned out. We have to get back to ground zero. And once we get back to ground zero, then we can start to build on that. And so that's what this liver detox does. It removes the stones from the liver. And it also allows over time the stones from the gallbladder to then go back down into the liver through the common bile duct and then also be reabsorbed back into the system and excreted through waste. So that's why this detox is a 30-day detox. It's not that you're in the bathroom for 30 days. It's that first weekend, you start on a Friday in most cases if you follow the chart. You start on a Friday prepping the body. Saturday is kind of a bathroom day. Sunday may be a little bit of a bathroom day. But by late Sunday into Monday, you're starting to eat food. You're starting to take your meal replacement shakes. You're starting to put the nutrition back into your body. To now, that liver is clean. Those cells are getting cleaned out in the liver. And now we can start to produce healthier cells. So everything that's being filtered through everything that's going into our bloodstream from that point that the liver is cleaned is good nutrition, is good food, is prepared properly. And so that way the body can say and take a break and say, oh, my goodness, where has this been? And then it can absorb you can absorb the nutrients in the small intestines. The digestive orders tend to go away, as they alluded to. The skin problems tend to go away. And so when you start and the weight tends to fall off just because the liver can function properly. And when you're getting all the 90 essential nutrients, the body's not starving anymore. Most of the time what it is, when we're hungry and we have cravings for certain things, our body is starving for nutrients and it's asking us, I need calcium, I need vitamin B12, I need glucosamine. It can't say those things physically, but through cravings it's telling you that. But we feed the craving most of the time with bad food. We always say, man, we want something good. And when we want something, when we have a craving, we say, man, I want something good. And when we say we want something good, we want something bad. And it's just amazing how we psych our minds out, because also what you put in your mind is a big deal. And so once you start to get that mentality right, that, you know what, I don't have a choice but to get better. If I'm going to be here for my church, if I'm going to be here for my family, if I'm going to be here for myself, because most of us have dreams, we have passions, we have things that we want to do in life. We don't have our health, then that is impeded gratefully. And also, we're doing the world a disservice because we have some gift or some talent that we're supposed to give to the world because it's been bestowed upon us by the Creator, that this is your talent, this is what you do. And if you can't fulfill that, you've now done the humanity a disservice because what you were supposed to put out won't get out. And you go to bed meaning death, with all that music still playing in your body, with that dream still in your body, and nobody was sent here to fulfill that dream but you. So from a spiritual level to a physical level to a mental level, health is everywhere. And that detox system is the beginning, is the foundation of health. You can then take and knock that rickety, raggedy temple over that you've been living in. And Mary Lou Henner says it best. If you destroy the temple that you're living in, where are you going to live? And that is so amazing to me when you think about it from that level. And this detox gives us the ability to say, you know what, we're going to start with a clean slate. And then we're going to add the nutrition in. And the wonderful, genius thing about Dr. Wallach and all his research is he already has these things put in the protocols. I often see people in Walmart or in GNC as you pass by, and they're standing there for hours, and they're looking at the back of this vitamin, looking at the back of that vitamin, looking at these gummies, they're looking at everything, and they're trying to figure it out. And sometimes I'll ask people, are you looking for something in particular? And they, man, I don't know. I just know I need a multivitamin, but it's like 55 of them, and I don't know if I should take a one a day or a five a day, or should I drink it? You know, and I'm like, would you like some insight on that? Let's set up an appointment. because people naturally want to do well, but you can't go and have a consultation about nutrition like you can have with a doctor. And you can go to a nutritionist, but most of the time they're about how to eat, which is great. But we understand that our food does not have enough nutrition in it. So we cannot eat the right amount of kale based on our body weight to be healthy. We just can't eat 100 pounds of kale in a day to get the right amount of vitamin K or vitamin A or whatever it is that we get from kale. We can't eat enough tomatoes to get the right amount of lycopene because it's just not any nutrition in the soil, so it's very little in our food. So eating great will only get you to a point. But until you're detoxing and until you're putting in healthy, high-quality nutrition, you're not going to make it, but so far. And I say that about – I liken that because I look at somebody like Steve Jobs, who was a wonderful man, had a great mind, and one of the things that happened to him at the end of his life is catastrophic because he was a vegan. He was a 5-star vegan chef. He had all of his meals prepared, and he got pancreatic cancer and didn't live long enough past the age of 56. And he died with $300 billion in his personal checking account. And so when people talk about money, and Pastor Sims said it best, it's not about how much money you have. It's about doing the basic things. And most people don't get to hear that message. So any one of us could have had an impact on Steve Jobs. I mean, you just imagine that. If we would have met him somewhere and would have been able to have an impact on him. So it doesn't matter. And so when we see doctors, we see lawyers, we see people who we feel like are at a particular level or status in their life, it doesn't matter. I read a story about a month ago that it was a chiropractor and his wife committed suicide. They jumped out of the window of their home because of the amount of medical bills that they had mounting up. They killed themselves. Like, that happens a lot. Medical bankruptcy is a big deal in America. And so there's so many people that aren't getting this message. And that's what we're here for. This is why we do what we do. And this is why we are on this call every week, to be able to share not only these testimonies, but the stories of health and wellness and really what longevity is and what Dr. Wallach is and his greatness. It's the becoming the new you whenever you get to feel like it. Whenever you feel like becoming a new you, we're here for you. And so with the detox and the nutrition and the protocols that are made up, and those protocols are taken based on body weight. So once you do your detox system, it's a system. Once you finish your system, then you go into whether you have joint issues or whether you have digestive issues or whether you have brain issues or other organ issues. Whatever those may be, there's protocols for that. And the greatest thing is you get your health back, but we also show you how to make your money back so that these products become free, in a sense, because they're very good products, but they taste so much better when they're free. Trust me. And not only that, but to be able to spread this message throughout your family and throughout your church and those you really, really care about, even all the way down to your pets, because nutrition is needed for them as well. Your dogs, your cats, I mean, everywhere you go, every day, especially these days, there's a conversation around health, whether it be what's going to happen with insurance, what's going to happen with the Affordable Care Act, what's going to happen with prescription costs, what's going to happen with this, what's going to happen with that. This is a conversation that can be had every single day, and it doesn't get old because that's just the climate of where we're living today. And people are reaching out for help in alternative ways more now than they ever have. So we have a wonderful job to do. We have a big job to do. And I'm just so happy and blessed to have this team together and this group together and pushing this mission. And we're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to have this call. We're going to continue to talk. And we're really going to change lives. We're going to create so much of a momentum. I mean, Longevity is a global company. It's been around 20 years. We're everywhere. And so, therefore, this mission is not going to stop. And we just hope that you'd find it within yourself to take care of yourself first. create your testimony first, and then bring the world with you. Bring everybody you know with you. Some will, some won't. Who cares? But you just do your job and get yourself healthy and bring the people with you that are willing to go with you. What you think about that, John?
I think that's a great idea. And, you know, you really made me think in saying what you did. I could go out here right now and maybe eat a steak or a fried chicken dinner or whatever, or some broccoli or whatever, and call it a dinner. Now I've had my 90 essential nutrients. But the chicken, most of those chickens, they have been put hormones in them. And then the ones that the earth is depleted of minerals, so it's not going to be but so many minerals there. And the light came on in me because I was thinking of something that I was going to eat for a dinner. So I bought the ultimate super green food. I'm going to have a scoop of that. And I'm also going to have a scoop of the longevity shake. I'm getting protein out of the shake. I'm getting vitamin D3. It includes bone broth for protein. I'm getting probiotics for my colon. That's the good bacteria. And I'm getting healthy fat source, meaning that I'm putting something in here that's not going to put fat on my body, where I got to be worried about gaining weight. Now, the next thing it says, as far as the vegetables that I'm going to be consuming, proprietary greens, veggie blend. I'm getting broccoli, carrots, kale, alfalfa leaf, wheatgrass, spinach, parsley, cabbage, tomato, barley grass juice, oat straw, cucumber, spirulina, which is a seed derivative, cauliflower, chlorella, kelp, another seed derivative, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, dulse, another seed derivative, dandelion greens, garlic, and ginger. That's what I'm going to get on the food source side. Then under that, I'm also getting the fruit berry blend, which is made with organic ingredients, apple, grapefruit, orange, pineapple, lemon, lime, cherry, watermelon, pear, mango, strawberry, papaya, tangerine, apricot, cranberries, bilberry, blueberry, elderberry, and raspberry. And these are, and then that's the acidophilus part. So, and then it talks about 1.25 billion. All right. So this is more powerful than any McDonald's or anything that I could eat. And I take it and ingest that and get a scoop of this. Now, what it does also, it works with, it's like a brand. This fiber-rich, mineral-rich green superfood contains powerful antioxidants and probiotics to fortify your immune system and provide nutrients to those who don't meet the required recommended daily intake of these vitally important ingredients. It means you might not eat nowhere near those greens that they just mentioned in here. That's 90% of us, made from 46 powerful fruits and veggies, such as wheatgrass, spirulina, and it's named that over again. And it tells you how to take it. Mix 1 scoop in 8 ounces of water in the morning, followed by 8 ounces additional ounces of water or the fluid at a later time, because you're putting fiber in, so you want fiber to move out of the colon. That's sort of a broom for the colon, but it can also clog the colon if you don't drink enough water with fiber. So, and then I got the other container, which is the meal, fit shake. And that's got ingredients all in the back, on the back of it. So, and it's got potassium. So, you're getting all of the things that you need in these products. All we have to do is make sure the body gets it every day. Now, this one that I got that is Ultimate Greens and all, if I went to Whole Foods and purchased all of this stuff in greens, my bill would be hundreds of dollars by the time I got everything that's named on here. And some of the things they probably wouldn't even have. Now, I buy this from Dr. Waller, $41, and I got enough product it'll last me for about 2 months. And $41, and I got all of these vitamins, and they're organic plant-derived minerals. Nobody can tell me that this stuff costs too much. What costs too much is when you're eating that trash out there and it kills you. And the hospital bills and all as a result of that, and the medication and all that you're taking trying to hide that pain. So this is the time that, we're blessed to have something like this at our hands, that we can be fed nutritionally and feed our families that way at such a minimal price. So with that, Donald, I think I've said everything I had to say, and I really enjoyed tonight. A lot of information being passed, and these heads should be spinning. But stop blowing your money away and look at what you're ingesting in your system and see if it's something that's going to give you a good payoff or not. If it's not, get rid of it. So thank you very much, Donald. I thank you. And thank all of the participants and the testimonies and all of you that were on the line. We want you all, when you start getting these products, and in order to get the products, you don't go out here to Whole Foods or nowhere like that and get them. And you don't want to get them, some people will go online and try to buy the product. Well, you're paying wholesale when you buy through a distributor like myself or Donald or whatever. And because we have passed this information to you and taken our time to give this information to you, Dr. Wallach said, I'll pay him for it. And that's what he does. But when you go on Amazon, you don't get a body or anybody that you can talk to tell you anything about how to use the product or anything. You lose all of that information. So but these are what you need for your children, your family, and get off of gluten foods and stop cooking with that grease. Okay, well, thanks very much for all of you on the phone. God bless you all. And we hope that this information carries you right on through till next Tuesday.
And we look forward to it. Thank you, John. And I want to thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. And there's one thing I want to leave us with. And this was this story that I've been meaning to share, but I just thought about it. And I want to read this story to you, and I really want you to listen to it because it was Steve Jobs. It was his last, one of his last words as he was laying in the bed. And he says, "I have come to the pinnacle of success in business. In the eyes of others, my life has been the symbol of success. However, apart from work, I have little joy. Finally, my wealth is simply a fact to which I am accustomed. At this time, lying on the hospital bed, remembering all my life, I realize that all the accolades and riches of which I was once proud of have become insignificant with my intimate in the dark when I look at the green lights of the equipment for artificial respiration and feel the buzz of their mechanical sounds. I can feel the breath of my approaching death looming over me. Only now do I understand that once you accumulate enough money for the rest of your life, you have to pursue objectives that are not related to wealth. It should be something more important. For example, stories of love, art, dreams of my childhood. Stop pursuing wealth. It can only make a person into a twisted human being just like me. God has made us one way. Feel the love in the heart of each of us. Not illusions built by fame or money like I made in my life. I cannot take them with me. I can only take with me the memories that were strengthened by love. This is the true wealth that will follow you, will accompany you, and will give you strength and the light to go ahead. Love can travel thousands of miles, so life has no limits. Move to where you want to go and strive to reach your pinnacles of dreams and success." That was to me, yes, that was to me an awesome, awesome thing because, you know, we run this race every day and we forget to love, we forget to pay attention to relationships, we forget to pay attention to our health, we forget to pay attention to a lot of things. And at the end of the day, all we have is when it's us and our thoughts, all we have is what we've created in the sense of relationships, in the sense of connections, and in the sense of the people that are around us. And there's no money for it. There's no dollar amount for it. So as we all strive to make a better life and a better living and fulfill our dreams and our passions, we also must be very, very astute in knowing that there are so many of us that need just a connection. Some people just need a smile. When you walk past somebody and you smile and you see how you've changed their day, when you just say hello and speak to someone and the enthusiasm that you speak to them with, it just changes someone's day. And so a lot of times it's the little things that go into us mentally that can give us a pick-me-up. And we never know what people are going through. And that's why I say it's always important to connect with people. It's always important to build relationships with people. But most importantly, we must love our fellow man. And when we do that and we love one another, that's when people trust you. That's when people will follow you. That's when people will believe you. So a lot of times they'll say, well, I want to talk to this person about this, or I want to talk to this person about this health issue. I seen this person limping, and I just wanted to go talk to them about this. And really you just go and you say hello to them, and you start asking them questions about how they are and who they are. And people most of the time want to talk about themselves, but you build a relationship with those people. And when you do that, they will tell you every single thing you need to know. And then at some point in time, you tell them that there is a way that you can help them. This is not something that we have to go out and just throw at people, because unless they trust you, because they've heard it from so many other people. If people have been sick for a period of time, they've heard from just about a lot of people about how they can get well, but nothing ever works. But nobody ever takes the time to jump in the foxhole with them and help them survive and take them through the rough patches in life and be there for them and love them through it. And that's what we're doing. That's why Longevity works as great as it does, and the people in Longevity work as well as we do, because that's the one thing that we're told, because we watch Dr. Wallach do it every single day. This man is 78 years old, and he does 300 free seminars across the globe a year. He works harder than anybody. He's in every hotel. He's in every lecture hall. He's at the United Nations. He's in other governmental meeting with surgeon generals in other countries. I mean, he's doing everything, everything.
Yeah.
And he does it with love.
Yeah.
He gives of himself like nobody you've ever seen in your life. So for the work that we have to do, we'll never amass what he has done in the 50 years of what he has done with this company and what he's done in his own legacy. But we all have a part in that. We all have a piece in that. And so with that being said, next week we will be back here. If you got on the line tonight by yourself, 7 o'clock Eastern time next week, bring someone with you and have them listen if they have questions. That's right. That's right. And so anybody who has questions, if you press 1, I can take your question. If you don't have any questions, like I said, we're here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. You don't have to wait until next Tuesday. If you need to reach out to one of us, if you're not comfortable coming on the line to ask a question, that's fine. But if you want to reach out to me, my number is 919-599-0916. And you also have John's number, which is 443-326-3856. Again, that's 443-326-3856. And again, Donald, my number is 919-599-0916. And also, this show is recorded. And so if you would like a copy of the recording because you want to share it with someone or you just want to go back and listen to it, just send me a text and just say Health Talk Recording, and I will send it to you once the recording is done. It normally takes about an hour or so for the show to be packaged and the recording to come back, and I can send you a copy of the recording. So just text me Health Talk Recording at 919-599-0916. And again, we all plan to be here next week. Make sure you bring someone with you. Make sure you bring as many people as you can with you. The same number that you call in on is the same number every week. That number is 347-855-8752. That's 347-855-8752. And make sure that we continue to spread this message and we continue to do the things that we're called to do. We feel good. We have an opportunity to help so many other people feel good. What better way to serve humanity by helping everybody feel a little bit better every day? So with that being said, I love you all. Thank you so much for another great week. And we will be back next week at 7 p.m. 9/12, September the 12th. We will be back here. Talk to you next week. Signing off. Love you guys.
Love you all. Bye-bye.